Post-Fed update, it's 3:34 p.m. Eastern Time. I'm Rich Posse for Critical Point. At 2 o'clock, the Fed came out, raised rates a quarter a point. I don't think anybody was really surprised. The model was saying or suggesting that they likely would raise, but the model also suggests it really didn't matter whether they raised or not relative to the long-term bull market, that raising was not going to hurt the bull market. There would likely not be all that much selling. If they didn't raise, the model was suggesting a sizable up move, but at the same time said didn't really matter. So anyways, we got the quarter point hike. We also got the anticipated tough talk by Powell. I looked at the Fed notes that came out, and it really didn't suggest much of anything. It was kind of boring. I didn't really listen to Powell. Tied up on too many other issues and data putting in, as well as trying to watch the market of how it was responding to Powell. At any rate, Powell did, however, from what I gather, speak tough on rates, that there could be additional rate hikes coming, maybe September, maybe November more than September, and still a long while before rates move lower and correct. So, you know, it's pretty much status quo. And the stock market, yes, it once Powell finished speaking, it went down hard after it had spiked. And people have been joking all day long on some of the chit-chat on Wall Street that, you know, the day traders, as far as betting on which way it would go, were pretty much saying up and down. Well, they did get it up, and it got it down. Now the thing is that I think it's a little buoyant here, and the model's saying, yep, look for that level 4 bottom as anticipated, and assume level 3 trend is intact, assume level 2, level 1 trends are intact, so our 30 to 60 day outlook, as well as the outlook into the end of the year, have not changed. And frankly, I'm very pleased how the market handled it. Even if they were to hit the market here today and tomorrow, I don't think it's really going to be all that big of a deal here. I think it's still got the tone that we've been discussing here for weeks now. And especially this week, it looks like we made a correct call going into this event. Now, on Friday, we'll get the PCE inflation report. Next week, we're going to get PMIs and what's going on with GDP. I don't think the jobs report shows up to the following week. Can't remember if I looked at the calendar correct. So there will be data coming here, but it's looking like we're doing okay in the earnings. We're doing okay on the economy. And so let's stay with our model forecast. I'm pleased at this moment. I'm Rich Posse for Critical Point. Have a great day. Past results are not necessarily indicative of future results. Thank you. Tomorrow, weekly video update.